Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast. I wish I was Lisa in that moment. I can't do it like she does.
Nice.
But hey, welcome back. This is episode 160 because I just heard it said out loud. And we're here today, guys, to take you behind the scenes of our lives at work. Not really my own personal life, you know. You don't need to know about a week in my life, but we're doing a week in our lives at work.
What we actually do.
Yeah, what we actually do, because I think we definitely get asked that individually by people we know in real life.
They're like, what do you
all
do?
The time.
Like, they're just confusing.
And we had a question on the internet a lot, too. So we're here today to tell you guys what we actually do.
Yeah, I think it'll be a cool episode.
Yeah, I don't really know what's... Because there's so, every week coming is so different.
I mean, it's not that
different. There's some themes.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
I think it's not
NVM.
1 week we join the circus. I'm
1 week we join the circus. Yes.
No, there is variety. But
there is, yeah.
That's what we're doing today. So we'll start with our highs and lows.
Our highs and our lows. Mine is very
neediest to greediest. Who made
simple.
Up, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. The neediest to greediest.
That's a very beginning of our podcast inside joke.
Am I the neediest to
greediest? Which is weird because I feel like needy and greedy, isn't that similar?
No.
That's the problem,
it's the
think.
Haves and the have-nots.
No. What?
Greedy, needy.
Oh, wait. No, because...
All right, neediest to greediest.
Both of those things, you're like, I need.
Needy is like alms for the poor and greedy is like can't give you because I'm greedy with my money.
I feel like that's more stingy.
For some reason, I was thinking like needy, like that's when people call it. Their like... boyfriend or whatever, needy.
Oh.
But that was not it, is it? I don't know. Who knows what it is?
All right, who's the neediest? Start.
Mine's pretty simple. I will be the neediest today. I have been driving my dad's truck around for like a week. And it's been the highlight of my life. No, it's been literally the best week ever because of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm deciding if I'm going to buy it, which I'm looking heavily towards yes, and my low is that I'm forced to give it back. So that's the low.
Is that because you're used to walking around 4'10" and then you're in this truck and it's like you have this big presence that you didn't have?
Yes. Well, one, it's really easy to see everything. That feels like. I feel like I can see the whole
world. You can see everything.
Feels safer.
It's for some reason, it doesn't feel like super giant to me, even though it's pretty big. And
it's a bigger presence.
Yes, and my mother was laughing. She's like, it's like when short guys buy really huge trucks. I'm like, yeah. It really activates the chihuahua complex.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, if you're seeing the whole world at 4'10", you get this opportunity to be above everyone.
Yes.
It just feels powerful driving.
You can look down at everyone. It's great.
I love it.
And people respect you on the road.
They do.
They get out of the way.
And I need respect because I'm too scared to not be respected.
Yeah.
So,
that works.
We'll see. My insurance agent said it would be less to insure than my other car, so who knows?
It's a win-win. Respect and less insurance money.
Yeah, so we'll see. But I think the math will math. I think it will.
Okay.
Give Pythagorean theorem.
Oh, my gosh. Right, okay. my low was that I literally slept 2 hours the other night.
Oh, yikes. That's horrible.
Because I got on a flight. And
that
I got
terrible.
Home late and I slept for 2 hours and then flew. And I slept like 20 minutes on the plane, LOL.
That ain't right.
But then I slept later, so it was okay. But it was just like, I don't really do sleep deprivation.
Yeah, it's not good.
So it was.
Yeah, that's not really good.
But it was actually less bad than I thought it was going to be. So I was like, okay. I was like, it's like a glimpse into motherhood, like incremental sleeping. That was my low, though. It was too much. My high was we filmed a music video last week. Even though it was very intense, it was still enjoyable. I enjoyed it a lot. Mm.
Okay, that's my high, too, so I'll just start. My high is the huge project we worked on, which is the video and other stuff kind of with it. It's all a giant project together. There's a lot of stuff together, so... That was my high, is that it came together even better than I expected. I was hoping for something absolutely incredible, but I was like, is this realistic? And then it turned out better.
Whoa.
Than I was
That's
picturing.
Shocking.
So that was my high. I was like, oh, thank goodness. It's over. And also, it's better than I thought. So honestly, I was really happy. Because I was really nervous about shooting it. I was like,
is it just me, though? Did it feel like it was also smoother than normal?
I feel like it went.
What was
very
normal?
Smooth.
When's the last time?
Well,
we did
I feel
this?
Like a lot of videos we've done, it feels kind of like, oh, we gotta go here and we're behind.
It was the most.
This one was like everything
was
just
the most
rolled,
planned out.
That's how it felt.
It Maybe was the most detailed, most planned out thing we've done in a long time.
Yeah, it
time.
Felt like a smooth yeah. roller, just rolling.
So that
along.
Was good. Anyway, that was great. Loved it. It was just it's just shooting. Okay, shooting a project I feel like is the most nerve wracking because it's like. You can only do so much if you don't shoot something that's that good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you really need to, it's got to be good.
It's got to give.
It's got to be good. So, anyway, it was really good.
And
what was
eye.
My low? My low was that. Oh, just like the overwhelm, the classic overwhelm, you know?
That'll get you.
It was just because we were doing such a big project, I didn't have enough time to do my usual routines and processing emotions and everything. So, it was all like piling up. And then it just made the days a lot more difficult than they had to be because I was so behind on processing things I didn't want to process. Ugh, classic.
That's difficult.
So, yeah. Good week. Wild week. Next.
Okay. My low was it's weird, my mental health, but I don't actually really feel that bad right now. But I think a lot of times when I'm doing that, I don't feel bad because I'm like, same. You know what? I don't want to think about that. I'm good. But I can always tell when my mental health is tanking because I get like, I think I already have social anxiety, but I get way more social anxiety. Like, I'm so nervous to see people. What if I say something weird? What if I talk too much? And then I end up sitting there silently and I'm like, I'm not an introvert. What am I doing? But I don't want to talk because I don't want to talk too much. And it's just like, I overthink everything. So I was like, yeah, my mental health's not great. I think it was just some triggering things happen lately. And I think that'll just kind of, it'll
yeah.
But I can tell because I haven't been sleeping very well. I've been like jolting awake every night, like multiple times. Like,
but that
I'll be like, oh my gosh, time to get up. Oh, it's 4 a.m.
I like this shirt though.
Thank you.
It's cute.
Called to Surf.
I like
online
the shirt
boutique.
Though.
Love them. thank you. Yeah, I like the shirt too. I'm trying to wear more colors.
It's really cute.
Oh wow. So yeah.
A goal recently is like, I gotta wear more colors.
Yeah, I feel like I've mentioned that 100 times. No, just for the warm weather. So all of spring and all of summer
for
I'm
the
trying
new
to wear
year?
More color.
Or just.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll bring it into winter. In winter and fall, I always
there
wear
are
like
many ways to
hunter
color.
Green and rust. I guess those are colors.
You do wear a lot of colors in the winter and fall.
Yeah, like. But I feel like I wear a lot of pastels and neutrals in general, and I'm wanting to go more bright, like
yes.
actual bright colors. So
it. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and then my high was, I'll call it Fun Mom Rise. So I really, like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I think my fun side just kind of, like, fell asleep for a couple of years. I do know what happened. The pandemic, I had mono, I was pregnant with twins, had twins, I was caring for twins. There was just not a lot of space for fun.
Yeah.
There was space for survival.
Yeah.
There wasn't space for thriving. Mm-hmm. So I really feel like I'm getting out of survival mode and I'm coming into, my fun
thrival
mom.
Mode.
And I gotta say, like, I think I knew I would be a fun mom, but I really feel like I am in my element when I'm doing something fun with my sons or thinking of a fun idea or like right now I'm planning a beach trip with them and I'm like living. I'm like, oh, all these stuff. I'm watching videos of the beach, like beaches there and places to go. I don't know. I just like thrive off of fun and like doing fun things and planning fun things. So, and last week we went to like the museum and the farmer's market and I don't know. I'm just like, oh, this is great. I got this every weekend. This is great. So I'm just really enjoying taking my son's fun places. I'm really living my best life.
I always do stuff with Barrett and then I'm like, you know what? I am a fun mom.
You are a fun mom.
I always do all these things. I'm like, I am such a fun
You're
mom.
You're a fun mom.
I got him this fun thing. We did this fun thing, whatever.
I know that because when we were teenagers, Christina was like the fun facilitator.
I know.
And she thought of so many like, not just fun, but like very creative. Okay, I have to tell you guys a quick idea really quick because this will brighten your day, I swear, when you're listening. I saw this on an Instagram account. I think it's called This Is Like Magic. And it was talking about like family traditions and fun things. And I'm like, this is literally going to be me when my sons are a little older. This dad apparently would take his kids, like when they were younger, once a month on a Saturday and go buy like 6 boxes of a dozen donuts. And then he would go to random friends' houses and like just drop them off and ring the doorbell and run away.
Fun.
And they call it like the Donut Express or the Donut Day or something.
Oh, that's fun.
And I'm like, I am totally going to do
that. It's like booing, but with donuts.
Yes. I'm like, isn't that? That's like the type of stuff Christina would think to do.
Drop them at my house.
Okay. Yes. No, I will.
Drop
them
at my house.
Like, who doesn't want some donuts?
And just like, yeah, first stop on the train.
Yeah. I got to do the Donut Day. I love it.
Me too.
Maybe I'll do it when they're little and they have no idea what's going on. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, life is magical. You just got to live it.
Okay, well, Barrett would love doing that at 2.5, so not that long.
Yeah, no, not Barrett would love that.
So guys, before we get to our main topic, telling you the secret life of Cimarelli. It actually is a secret, but not really on purpose. Because you guys don't know, so it is a secret in a way. Before we get to that, I have to tell you that if you want to see all our full episodes, like last week's episode and the next week's episode, we only put half of those on YouTube. The full episode is on Patreon. If you want the full episode, you got to join our Patreon, which is linked in the description. It's only $5 a month, and there's different tiers for different amounts, but there's so much cool stuff on Patreon. We have Q&As with each of us every Monday. We have a patrons-only live stream where we just sit there and chat with you guys. And my new goal on that is to give some kind of, like, insider information every month in that live stream. We have a birthday club where we sing happy birthday to you, send you a video of that, and all sorts of stuff. There's lots of stuff. You guys got to check it out. Linked in the description, Cimarelli Patreon. Check it out. You may love it. And it is one of the best ways to support us. So we appreciate you guys so much, our patrons. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys know what BetterHelp is, right? I feel like we all do at this point. Am I right? I knew it way long before they reached out to us because I've seen it everywhere because it is an amazing thing. So we talk about therapy all the time, right? We've all seen therapists. I was like, hey, we've seen them. They've seen us. We've seen it all. Not really. We've all seen multiple therapists.
We've seen
over the
many
years.
Things.
Okay. We've all seen many things. And we have talked about therapy for years and how important it is and how much it's changed our lives. And something that is difficult about it is finding a therapist in the first place. I would have, Kath's pretty good at trying to find it, but she has to go on this whole, you know, wild goose chase, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
On the internet and be like, therapist, search, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what she does. And she has to find someone. And then, you know, you got to like do a little consultation, see if they're even good, blah, 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 blah. You don't know if they're going to be the right fit for you.
They even call you back. A lot
All
of times
this
they won't
stuff.
Call you back.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. What the heck? So there's an easier way and it's BetterHelp. You go, you fill out the questionnaire. We all checked it out and it kind of helps them figure out like what you're looking for, what you need. And then they match you with someone, see if this person's great for you. And guess what? If they're not, match with someone else. You just find someone else. You don't have to go through the whole process of finding someone again. And also being like, oh, by the way, I know we only did one session, but gotta go. You don't have to do that. It's a lot easier, more straightforward. They're right there for you. It's not a guarantee you're going to find the perfect person the first time because that's never a guarantee with therapy. I can tell you myself because I've done this so many times in new seasons of life where my therapist isn't working anymore, trying to find someone new. It is a challenge to find someone oftentimes and you don't want to just give up. Really listen to me on this one. You do not want to give up if you have your first like bad experience with a therapist. That does not mean therapy is not for you. It could just mean this therapist is not the right one for you and you got to find someone else. So I highly encourage you to try out BetterHelp. I wouldn't just say if you need therapy, I would say everyone can use some therapy because we all need to talk to someone and like process what the heck is going on in our lives and our childhoods and all these different things. There are a lot of reasons why we all need therapy, I would say. So we do have a deal for you guys, which is if you go to betterhelp.com/Cimarelli, you will get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp, HELP.com/Cimarelli. You want to try out therapy, you feel overwhelmed, you don't know how to start. This is how you can start and keep trying till you find that right therapist, no matter what you're doing in life, trying to find a therapist, whatever route you take, that's what you need to do. Just trust me on that. It is worth it. Find that person to help you out. It is so worth it. BetterHelp, HELP.com/Cimarelli. 10% off your first month. All right, ladies, it's time to, what was I going to say?
Peel back the curtain.
It's time to give away the secret.
I was like, what are we talking
Reveal
about?
The truth.
And then I remember.
Secret
Reveal
formula.
The truth. Okay, we're going to tell you guys a work week in our lives. I wonder what people think it looks like versus what it actually looks like.
But that we just stand there and sing or
comment
something.
Below. I've had many friends like.
Say, like, so what do? Like, do you just, like, record songs? Like, that's what they think we do all day is record songs. We do that. But it's not the whole thing.
We're going to tell you now. So let me tell you a broader thing before I get into the actual week. So our weeks are themed at this point. It's something we've been doing in 2023, and I would say it works very well. So we have three categories. This is our current thing. It's probably going to shift and change. Actually, I hope it does because I'm hoping for a different schedule later in the future. But for now, we do 2 weeks a month that are shoot weeks, and we have to do about 2 YouTube videos and podcast shoot. Then we have 1 week that is a TikTok week and 1 week that is an original music week. It is an amazing schedule. So the overall schedule I'm going to tell you, should we just tell for each of those different ones what it looks like?
Yeah.
It's not that different. Why not?
It's the same structure, but like different content, basically. So on Mondays, what do we do, ladies?
We Zoom.
We meet on Zoom, which is so nice.
It's work from home
day. We used to meet in person for like 4 million years every Monday. And then we started doing it on Zoom and it just was so much easier for some
reason. Honestly, it's a great way to ease into the work week. Work from home. Just, you don't have to put makeup on. We're not doing a shoot that day.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think we found we were more productive on Zoom than
we were.
Way
more.
Because you can't just run your mouth. On Zoom, you guys know what I mean. Like on Zoom, you can't like conversate as well. You have to like wait to like hear and talk. Yeah. So you just say what you actually need to say. You're not like blah, 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 blah.
I wouldn't have thought that was true. I would have thought it'd be the opposite. But that is what we found. We're more productive. So we do a 4-hour meeting together in the afternoon. But in the morning, Monday is when I like organize everything for like what the heck we're doing. And I have to look at like the overall vision of everything. I'm the one who has to have everything overall in my mind, working together. That is my main thing. And then I record basically every single Monday morning. It's one of the best days of the week to record for me. I get the most done, the best ideas, the best whatever. So I normally will record for about 2 to 3 hours on Monday mornings. And that's where I get some of my best work done. So it's recording for me. What's Mondays for you, Lattice?
It's funny because I'm the literal opposite. I try to never do recording on Monday.
Really?
Because I want to get all of my like
editing?
No. Like nothing where like with like on Logic or music stuff.
What?
I try to not do that on Monday. I only want to do what is that word? Administrative things like email this person, do this, whatever things I have to do. I want to just like plan, like get all of that stuff done, and then I can record and do whatever Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I feel like I have the most energy of all time on Monday. Are you guys the same or no?
No. Yes, which is why I want to do all of the administrative stuff so I can just go bam, 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 and then it's done for the week.
I need it for some reason for recording. Recording takes a lot of energy for me to like figure out what are we doing with this. I have to come up with something, whatever. Okay, that is interesting. I always thought everyone would record Monday, aka you, but that doesn't make sense.
So yeah, I guess I do like, I don't even know what I do. I do like merch stuff, like, oh,
planning
gotta email
stuff?
This, or like planning something, or like, oh, make a vision board for this, coming up with an idea for this or that.
And you design the merch too.
Yeah, like that, all that stuff, that's what I try to do on Monday. So then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I don't have to really think about that. And I can just record or do whatever all morning.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You people?
Yeah, Monday definitely has the most time in the morning before because we're not shooting. So I'm not like getting everything ready for the shoot. So that's when I'll do Patreon stuff. There's a lot of different tasks for Patreon. And then I write our monthly emails. So I write those and then I put them into like design them and put like pictures and stuff. And then that's not really not just a Monday thing, but like any like writing thing that's thrown at me, like they'll send me like a paragraph and be like, edit this for grammar or edit this in some way. Or like, oh, we want you to write like this bio or this story thing or whatever, like our story. So I'll do a lot of writing stuff. Although that's kind of any day of the week, honestly. So that's what I mainly do.
Yeah, I do just like planning and like editing TikTok stuff usually and like sending things around.
Amy also mails our packages for Patreon.
And do you have a lot of posting on Monday or no?
Amy does a lot of posting every day.
She does the posting, but what day is the most posting?
They are all pretty
equal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm posting all up and down the town.
Amy's just post. Posting is probably the least favorite thing of my life, and I would probably just not post. So you got to have someone who will do it.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just like I got to buckle down and be like, post number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
She has an extensive schedule for posting. It is. We went over the other day. It is extensive.
It's very extensive, which makes me feel good because I'm like, I know where everything is.
Yes. It's good to be organized. Okay, so Tuesday. So let's say if we're in the YouTube week. So here's what we do in a YouTube week. So Tuesday, we normally would shoot, it doesn't matter. It's either podcast or YouTube video, okay? So we're going to shoot in the afternoon during those 4 hours normally for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, in the morning, we're getting ready, and me personally, I'm squeezing in any bit of recording that I possibly can. Since Lisa's not working right now, I have my job plus her job, so I watch the videos, give notes, and do basically all the harmony arrangements, and then sometimes producing a song and splitting it up and blah, blah, blah. So it is a lot of work doing hers as well.
Oh, wow.
Can't wait till she can do hers again. And watching, you know, two children. Luckily, I have a babysitter, you know, but I still have to take care. You know what I mean. So
that's a lot.
I get any recording I possibly can because I realize when I record, it moves us forward. Mm-hmm. That's my motto. When I record, it moves us forward.
It really does, though.
Love to hear
it. It does.
That.
So I try to do that as much as I can. Another place I get a lot of good work on is my walks every morning. I'll listen to something I recorded, or I'll just think and come up with something good and then bring that in. So that's kind of what all those mornings look like. I get ready and I squeeze in any recording I possibly can. And then, of course, I don't do my hair because I'm like, record or do hair. Record. And then I'm always like, man, I wish I did my hair. And then I'm like, yeah, but you wanted to record, so get what you get.
So you need like a quick, easy thing.
I know. I'm trying to figure out how I could find something that's quick. It's got to be like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I could do.
Yeah, like an accessory thing or like, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff.
That's why I put
styles.
It in a bun, which I don't want to do all the time. SMH. Okay. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Are they the same for you guys? They're pretty much the same for me normally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, except for I like record if I need to or like clean up here a lot. I do a lot of that. A lot of cleaning.
Keeping this.
A lot of recording.
Our workspace in order.
I try.
Yeah, the only difference for me is that, well, I don't have a recording set up at my house like you guys all do. So if I'm recording something, I have to come to our studio and record it. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, if we are filming all 3 days, then I just have to wake up pretty early. Like, no, it's not that bad. It's like 6 to do my makeup and hair before my twins wake up. I realized it took me a while to realize that. And I was like, I can't do it when they're up. It's too stressful. And like get all my stuff packed and outfits picked for the day. But sometimes I'll do the lunch like right before. But yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm pretty much always recording or mixing.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Every day.
And then what?
Every day.
What those days look like when we're here would be we shoot something and then we will often like meet before or after about something. Yeah. Like, oh, we need to talk about the merch coming up or we need to, because we can only get so much done in our 4-hour meeting on Monday. We have so much to plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so many things we have to all talk about. Okay, guys,
like,
what do you think of this idea?
Approving things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Oh, I have to get TikToks approved and it's
and like merch designs approved. Like
so
vocals.
We'll be like, okay, we all need to watch these TikToks.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll
I should
like,
just
Lisa.
Pull up. Let me pull up this week's and I'll just.
Oh, yeah. And we have a shared note.
We have a bunch of shared notes.
Which is really great.
Oh, yes.
Of the schedule. So then when Christina is like planning stuff, this or that, I can just check the shared note and then I know.
So here's what our shared note looks like. I'll tell you guys right now. It says band weekly schedule. So what we have is every single week for the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. It's like week of April 17th, week of April 24th, week of May 1st, et cetera, as my brother says. And we write like what the theme is of each week across from it. And then as something comes up to go in that future week, we will put that in there. I'll add it to like the Monday meeting list or I'll normally add it to the Monday meeting list if it's that far ahead, like 5 weeks ahead. I'm not going to be like, oh, that's on Tuesday. I'll just add like discuss this thing on Monday, whatever. So I can see like, oh, May 8th is going to be original music week. May 15th is going to be YouTube, podcast, whatever. So for this week, we have Tuesday, shoot the podcast, practice something that we need to practice, talk about this TikTok promo thing we're going to make that's 9 TikToks, and then talk about some other TikToks we're going to shoot tomorrow. We kind of have to do a little planning for that. And then tomorrow, we actually are doing a TikTok day. We had to like jumble our schedule up a little bit. So we had to add in a full TikTok day in our shoot week instead of the full TikTok week because scheduling things. So tomorrow we're doing actually a full TikTok day, which normally we would have a week. Normally we have a week for that. But
we can get so many
done. We needed to add an extra one because we have such a huge thing coming up.
Got a lot to film. Got a lot to do.
And then Thursday, we have another shoot. And I don't think we're doing any... We kind of avoid meeting about stuff on Thursday as much as possible because Thursday, it's like...
Kind of brain dead.
Your brain is gone.
It's like we're here to shoot and check out.
We've had a few times where we had to like meet about stuff on Thursday.
It's so hard.
It takes like 4 times as long. Oh my gosh, it's so hard. So meeting on Mondays is when...
It's really good.
Like if we discuss the same thing on a Monday or a Thursday, on Thursday we'll be like... like it'll be so hard. Then on Monday we'll be like, oh, boom, 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 done.
I think it's because shoot days, I don't know if you guys agree with this, I feel like shoot days take it out of you.
Yes.
There's something about like
you have to be on.
Yeah, preparing for a shoot and then like the actual shoot itself of like
being on camera is very
being
tiring.
On camera and like being engaged and like putting your energy out the whole time. It feels like you're just like give, and then you're like, okay, I have nothing left. Like I'm dead. And then you do that again, and then the next day, and then you're like, okay, I'm done. Like I have nothing left. It's like the creative energy because you're creating your performance and you're trying to like do things differently or change something or make it good or try a different angle or something. And it's just like, it's a lot of creative energy.
And we didn't mention Fridays because we don't work. Well, we don't work as a group on Fridays. Yeah, we don't work as a group on Fridays. I still like to record every Friday I possibly can because I get a lot done. If I get a solid 3 to 4 hours of recording it on Fridays, really sets me up. Sometimes on Saturdays too, I record now. There's just a lot. Since Lisa's not working and we're doing so many things, I record all the time, constantly. So Friday, I love to record, but I won't really do anything else on Fridays. I would just record.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do any group stuff basically ever on Fridays.
Yeah.
Right?
Unless it's like, randomly, we got to do this thing. Like, okay. But generally, no.
It's very, very not normal. Sorry, my brain went, ooh.
I'm guessing you guys don't do any administrative stuff on Fridays.
I bet it ain't me.
That ain't the right
Occasionally, if there's something it's like time sensitive I didn't do earlier in the week, I'll do it on Friday while the twins are napping.
Fridays are when I administer my life. So I often do administrative tasks on Fridays. I just like get everything together.
Oh, I love Fridays.
I don't know.
Fridays and Saturdays, my favorite day of the week. Love it.
Okay, so a TikTok week, what would that look like? Not that different from what I just said.
I think we haven't had a full TikTok week yet.
I think we did.
People keep getting shuffled around because things keep getting like sick and such.
Things keep getting sick?
I meant people, dang it. I mean, things keep getting shuffled around and people keep getting sick.
That's true, because we can't do a full TikTok week if it's just 3 of us, because then we'll shoot like 10,000
to
15 TikToks
in a
with
day.
3 people. We try not to do a ton with only like 3 of us in them. So yeah, you're right. We did have to reschedule our TikTok week. This will be our first TikTok week we do full
Next and I can get so many approved. Oh, it's just gorgeous.
So what we're going to do is literally just shoot / plan TikToks 3 full days. That's all we're going to do.
And edit them.
Improve them. Yeah.
We're going to be watching.
Editing.
Shooting. Planning.
Sitting there copy and pasting text.
But Monday, we'll still have our
meeting.
Yeah.
And I'll still be recording every morning. That's my routine. Original music.
Those are so fun, I feel like. I love
it. We just started. Okay, so we started doing this year because I looked. Okay, so at the end of this year, last year, to 2022, I was looking at my goals in my bathroom on the floor because Barrett ripped them off the wall. And it said original music being like our main thing. And I was like, I did not spend very much on that goal from being my number one career goal of 2022. Plenty of weeks went by and sometimes months went by where I barely spent any energy at all, any time at all on original music. And us as a group spent like none. So what I realized going into 2023 was, if that's our biggest goal, like making original music one of our biggest things, which that's our goal, in case we didn't say that. I don't think we said that before.
I don't think we have. Did we?
That's our goal, is shifting more to original music being our main thing than anything else that we do. So we're working on that, and we're doing, I would say we're doing really well with that.
I agree.
It's all behind the scenes stuff, so you guys don't see any of it yet, but we've been doing some great work this year.
We're definitely putting the time in, for sure.
Which, yeah, so that's what I'm saying is, I realized if that's our biggest goal, especially in 2023, we're going to have to put a lot more into it. And we need to put something into it every week. And what I realized was, we need to have a full week every month dedicated to it, where we're working together as a group. We had gotten so individual with original music, because it was easier to just be like, okay, I wrote this thing, let me send it to the group. Okay, Lauren, you take it, you go work on it. Lisa, work on it. Guys, send me stuff. Everyone emails me lyrics, whatever. And then we're just working individually. And then we didn't realize the power of working together.
It's so powerful.
Yeah, we have really, like, I don't know, really good collaborative energy. Mm-hmm. I just saw something about that in this book I was reading. She was saying, like, you know, if you just, like, create in a vacuum. And she was saying, like, oh, you only work with yourself, basically.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, it is, like, it can be a cool thing. You know, maybe you're Picasso or something. I don't know. But, like, also, it can be really cool to, like, bounce. Because I'm saying, I feel like he probably just worked on his own. Like, yeah, I don't know that he really collabed, maybe. Maybe he, I don't know the most. Actually, I don't think Van Gogh did. I did read Van Gogh's biography. But anyway, I feel like there's something about creating together where, like, one of our recent songs, like, I brought it to the group, and, like, everyone had so many great ideas and things, and it definitely turned out way better than it would have been if I did it by myself. Like, there's just something about the magic of the group dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're saying, like, we have a really good, like, collaborative group energy, basically. Mm. And I would say, yes, we do. And B, we really, like, earned that, especially through, like, our experience in LA. Because if you remember when we used to gather together in the office and try to write together, in the beginning, it was really hard to be like, hey guys, here's my idea.
Oh yeah.
It's so hard to say your idea out loud because you don't want it to be stupid, and you don't want someone to, like, shoot it down. And then if someone's like, oh, I don't really think that's the right line for this. In the beginning, that used to be so offensive.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't want to say anything, because I don't want anyone to tell me it's the wrong line, because then I'm so offended. But now we can all say, that's not really it for this. Or like, okay, yeah, something like that. We're close. Like, we're really good at that. And none of us is like, oh, well, I don't want to say any more ideas because that really hurt my feelings. It doesn't really hurt our feelings anymore. Mm. We can all throw anything out there and be really comfortable with it. And no one says, like, well, that's stupid. Sometimes we do crack up at something, but no one takes it the wrong way, I would say, when that happens.
Right? Yeah. Sometimes some people will read people's lyrics in a newscaster voice. an interesting experience, but
it's pretty fun, though.
It lightens the mood.
No, I do agree it does.
You just read my thing, then you're like, bright eyed. I was like, sometimes it's a little sentimental.
If you were trying to, like, slam poetry our lyrics, that would be weird.
Oh my gosh, we should do a slam poetry night. That'd be fun.
You're the only one that
you guys all write your own. That'd be so fun. Okay. And we recite them, and it's just, like, more of a fun thing. That'd be funny. But it would be.
I can do it.
You totally can. We could all do that.
Clue if I.
Guys, the funnier and more weird, the better. Come on.
We have to just improv it.
Yes, I was gonna say we have to improv it.
If you want to, or you could write it.
That would be quite a challenge. Wait, that'd be a funny TikTok.
Guys, let's
that'd
do
be
it.
A really slam funny poetry. TikTok.
Yes.
We did a slam poetry night with our sisters, but we had to improv it.
Yeah.
Wait, that could be really funny TikTok.
With, like, a charade thing where it's like you pull the topic out of a book.
Oh, guys, Lisa did that when she was a kid. She's like, you think you're so cool. You think
What's
you're
that?
So hot.
Original composition?
I don't know. But I remember Lisa doing that when we were kids.
Wait, has Lisa ever recited? Didn't she recite that?
I'm pretty
that
sure she did. Yes.
Because that
I
is
have no
so
clue, but
funny.
It was a great one.
Good times. Anyway, we have great clever.
We do. In the studio.
Our last one, not our last big project that we actually finished, we did with Lisa. which was cool. She was actually there with us.
Yeah, she was.
Was that February?
January, February?
Whatever it
Who
was.
Who could know?
So anyway, she worked on it.
This year has blurred together very, very much.
I think something, too, that's really cool about our collaboration in original music is, like, we're all very different. And everyone mm-hmm. has a different perspective on, like, oh, I think this phrasing or this, like, arrangement of, like, this order of things. And it's just I think it's interesting to hear, like, because something that's always my fear as an artist is, like, oh, this makes sense in my head, but, like, does it make sense to other people? So I think it's a huge strength to have, like, five very different brains coming in on the same project and being like, well, actually, I think this. Oh, I didn't see it that way. It's interesting.
Yeah, it is hard to know, like, what to go with on things oftentimes. Like, we've learned that we have different strengths with things like that. Like, who are we saying? Was it Catherine? We're saying she has, like, the ear of your average listener? We're saying that of you? Why did we say that of you when you have all those obscure things?
I don't remember that.
Or was it, no, you had something like that.
Oh, was it the that I come up with interesting background vocals or something?
That's another thing.
Or, I don't know.
That's another thing. That's another thing we discovered recently in one of our recent original music weeks. We did a bunch of recording, like, gang vocals together and writing stuff together on the spot, which we never do.
That was so fun.
And it turned out
that was really
so
fun.
Good.
It turned out
it's really cool.
So cool. That was awesome. So we, like, wrote a whole song, recorded gang vocals, some harmonies and all this different stuff together in a week, which before we would have done all that, like, just individually. Just alone.
Wow, gang vocals are not meant to be recorded alone.
Yeah.
In a group.
Lisa doing 10 different voices for the gang
vocals.
Guys,
we have so much fun with the gang vocals.
Lisa was saying she did it in different accents.
And we did that, and it worked.
And we tried it.
We tried to do a British accent.
Because it makes it feel more full.
And it does. It sounds like a group of very diverse people. Like,
we sounded so dumb doing it. It was so
we're, like,
funny.
Trying to sound like men, and then we're going, like, really high. Like, we definitely did a lot of range. It was good.
So in those categories I mentioned, TikTok, original music, and then shooting YouTube or podcast. I'll tell you, like, what it looks like from start to finish. It's only a few steps, but basically YouTube video or podcast. We're like, okay, we need to come up with what's the video going to be or what's the podcast going to be? Like, what's the theme? What's the title? What is it going to be? We try to think of a title that could be interesting, or we just think of a video that'd be interesting, whatever. And then we write down any details about it that need to be written down in our shared note, or in my very own personal note in my phone. And then we plan the day. We're like, okay, it's gonna be this day, this time, text, video, audio, person, whoever we have to text, figure out who's shooting it, what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. Set that up, schedule it, and then the day of, what do we do?
We shoot
the video. We make sure we have a thumbnail.
Yeah.
For it. We shoot a Instagram story telling you to watch the video. We do anything else? Is that it?
We take some selfies for Instagram stories.
And that's it for the shoots, right?
Well, but then also a cover is obviously very different than that. Because a cover, we have a whole song
cover
that we're doing too.
We pick the song well in advance. We make the song. So
do you guys switch off with production? Who normally?
Yeah, I mean, lately Christina's been doing a lot of it because I was working on.
Lauren's been
the other song.
Like, Lauren will be, like, mixing or something in, like, something that takes a lot of time for an original song. She'll be like,
yeah.
Lauren's more like the finisher, right? I'm such a starter, but Lauren starts all things too. But I love to start things. Lauren, I'm like, okay, now here you go. You finish.
Yes.
I love when she finishes and I don't have to finish it. It's great. It's great for me.
So you start the track, you finish it?
It depends. Sometimes Lauren does the whole thing, sometimes I do most of it, but Lauren always finishes.
Yeah, I always do the mixing, which people don't know what that is. So let me just tell you something really quick. Basically, when people are like, auto-tune or echo or like
reverb.
Effects, whatever, it's like that's what I do. I put the effects on
what
it.
That's what I do.
I make it go from just like a recording to music to your ears.
Oh, I love
okay?
it.
And I like put the volume levels like, oh, this should be louder. This should be quieter. Oh, this instrument. Like, go through all the instruments, set all the volumes right, put all the effects on, and then I don't know how to explain it. There's like frequencies in sound, like higher and lower, and I had to go through and go with all these frequencies. And when I do all these little tiny details for hours and hours, and I listen for 100 years, then it sounds good to you.
Well, and literally, like you'll do like the, I know whoever does that, but like the harmony in different ears.
Yeah.
So if you're listening in headphones, like you might have one harmony on this side and another on the other side. People don't even know that.
There's a lot of tiny details that make it really crisp. That if it's didn't do, cool. You would know. We should do something like on TikTok or something where I show,
yeah,
like,
show it.
Here is this with no
that
mixing.
That would be so cool.
And then here is it mixed.
Yes.
Ooh,
that would be really cool.
That's cool. Cool.
So wait, we get
the
track.
Cover, we pick the song. We go, okay, we're going to cover Golden Hour. And then I'm like, ooh, I have an idea. I want to do some experimenting. So if I'm doing that, is that what you do? You're like, I want to experiment with what kind of sound I want to do for it and try different styles. I'll be like, okay, I think I want to do like a guitar thing. I'll try that.
Yeah.
And see if it sounds good or bad. Sometimes I try a bunch of different styles. I'm like, this is the style. Then I play it for you guys and be
like. Yeah, she'll make like a demo of it where she just sings and it's just like, what do we think in this direction?
Then we have to split it up. Oftentimes we do it together. Like, ooh, let's hear you on this part and you on this part. What's a strong range for you?
Yeah, we'll go through piece by piece and multiple people will sing it. And we're like, oh, this feels really good for my voice. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how we like pick. I feel like people ask that all the time. How do you choose the solos? We pretty much just sing it and we're like, oh, I like this one. This one sounds good for me.
Then everyone sends me their leads and I write all the harms. And then I write like Amy harm track, Lauren harm track, Kath harm guide track. And I make the project so that they can all record in it. Then I send, then I pick who's going to sing. I go through the whole thing. I clean it up so Lauren doesn't have a heart attack. Because I record really, really messy. I'm like, oh, I just move really fast. I feel like my brain's moving so fast. I have to just like get it out while I can. And then it's relatable. A giant mess. So my recording project is a giant mess. Then I clean it up so Lauren doesn't have a heart attack. And then I go through every single part and I go, which part should Amy sing? Which, because sometimes there's like two low parts. So I have to pick which one Amy's doing. Two middle parts. I often do two high, two middle, two low a lot of times. That's like the most I would do normally. Mm-hmm. Right? Or, and like maybe a reverb situation of a couple parts.
Love a reverb.
So I'm like, okay, who's going to do, which high one is Lauren doing of these two? Which medium one? Middle one is Kat doing, which low one is Amy doing? And then I have to put all those ones in every single section on each specific place they're doing it. Make sure everything else I did. So I record high, medium, and low normally. And then I have each one of them on a high, medium, and a low. So it's kind of cool. And then I send it to them. They all do it. Then the great thing, they don't send it to me. They send it to Lauren.
And
Lauren has to go through it.
Hey, mine, I will say, are pretty clean, usually.
Usually.
Right?
What about me?
Sometimes,
wait, how clean are mine?
Yours are good. Okay. Well, usually, no, yeah, yours are good. Sometimes I feel like you black out when you record, and then I play it back for you. I'm like, what happened? And you're like, I don't remember that. And I'm like, but for the most part, yeah.
I've only had to redo like a few things.
Yeah, but mostly, yeah. That's
yeah,
good.
Harmonies so, are yeah. better for me than solos for some reason. Like, I never have to re-record them because I'm like, I try very hard to match them exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of that process, right? That
yeah.
Kind
of and I take all that and make it sound good.
Yeah. So as you can tell, it's quite the process.
Well, and then we get... After the track is completed, we have to get together and make sure we practice through the song like multiple times, make sure that everyone has their solo and then everyone's singing the right harmony, that all the harmonies are covered.
Oh, yeah.
Someone might be singing multiple harmonies in one spot because we're just filling it out.
It's really
like, okay,
annoying.
Which one am I going to do in this part to make sure that you don't hear new and then no one's singing it on
in the video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's another process. So many processes.
Then we shoot it and then
we send it to our editor. Right.
Yes. And then I watch it at a random hour of the day. Normally after we've gotten home from work and I don't want to watch anything or in the morning and I also don't want to watch things. So I'm like, but I have to watch it because I don't want to do it in the middle of the day because it's taking up our time doing other stuff. So then I'm sitting there and I'm like, have my AirPod in and I'm watching it. And I'm also like trying to do something else where I put it on TV and Baird's like, I want to watch Garbage Trucks. We are watching this right now. So we watch it on TV sometimes. But yeah, then I watch it. Then I send notes. Then I watch it again. Then I send notes, and then I sometimes watch it again and hopefully don't send any notes.
We watch it sometimes.
And today we watch it as a group.
Yeah, it was
and
cute.
I still didn't send notes, so I need to do that because we had to come shoot this.
Yes.
Because my babysitter bailed. It was a long story. So
Long story.
So that's what happened. There's not really much to go into the other things. It's like TikTok, have an idea. Sometimes we pre-record the TikTok. Sometimes we just figure it out and practice it, and then we shoot
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then we edit it. And then I put it on TikTok.
Not that dramatic.
You got it.
You know how it works. So anyway, that's that. If you have any other questions about it, I'm curious to know what they are.
Yeah.
We could do an episode.
We could do a whole episode more on like our songwriting process and that, or like other things.
Whatever's interesting. Yeah. I'm curious what was most interesting to you guys, because to me, this is not that interesting because it's just our life. So I'm curious what actually was interesting to you. Would love to know. Let us know if you want to know more in depth on any of those things. Let's move on to our five perspectives. It's basically not really a poll, kind of a poll.
Love a poll.
It's kind of a poll. Would you say this is a poll? How messy is your laptop desktop if I give options?
Sure. Yeah, if you give options, it's a poll.
Okay. How messy is your laptop desktop? A, immaculate. B, not too bad, but not perfect. C, pretty messy. Or D, absolute catastrophe.
That's my answer.
D?
It's like each like icon, there's like four stacks.
Somehow something in the universe. I don't know what happened, but my computer sorts everything on the desktop or condenses it all into dates. I don't know how I did it. I don't know what happened.
I don't want that.
What are you talking about?
No, like it'll be like last 2 weeks and then you dove down and it's the thing from the last 2 weeks. I don't know how it happened. I don't know what I did.
Which one are you?
Mine is, first of all, I don't really use my computer for other than watching TV and recording. So there isn't a lot to go on the desktop, but they're all in folders and there's like maybe 10, 15 folders. But the folders are not super organized on the inside, but it's like random desktop pictures. That's literally one of my big folders. Random videos, random music stems.
So B?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not organized on the inside, but on the outside.
You?
What?
Like the folders aren't inside, aren't very organized inside, but on the outside, everything's in a folder.
Okay.
Mine is in between B and C. Half of my screen is a bunch of folders that are organized. The other half is random. I have to tell you, I don't know how this even happened. I am the worst person with technology. I make a lot of grocery lists on my laptop. Like, because I do my grocery order, like, I enter it in and I make a list on my notes app just to, like, make sure I get everything. Somehow, I took one of my grocery lists, guys, I don't know how this happened, and I put it onto my desktop, but it went item by item. So I'll randomly find these notes on there that'll say butter. You just click on it and you open it. It's a text box that says butter. And I just found it the other day, it said milk. I don't know what happened. I don't even know how that's possible, but my laptop
I don't know either.
That just made me, I almost fell backwards, but I caught myself.
I think I told you guys that in the middle of our Zoom meeting. I was like, guys, I have a note that says butter.
Yes, I didn't. I was like, why?
Yeah,
I figured out like, that's a grocery list.
Now I get it. Wow.
Oh, wild times.
That's funny.
I just know that because I found another one. I was like, oh, it's a list.
So funny. Mine is B. It's not perfect, but it's pretty dang good. And the inside of my folders is great.
Wow, okay. This is great. Like our the organization
it
quiz.
Is.
Mine's a butterfly.
Let me explain why.
Because I was trying to think of why I do this. And the reason why is because every time I bounce anything, I bounce it to desktop. Okay.
Yep.
And I've bounced like 100 songs in like 1 week last week. So they're all there. I'm going to move them so it won't be all stacked on top of each other. But for some reason, I have to bounce everything to desktop.
Same.
If I do it to a folder, it just annoys me. So that's why it's like that.
You should just have a folder on your desktop called bounces and you bounce them all to the bounce folder.
I do have that, but I don't like to use it for some reason because I think it is the thing where I'm like, I need to see it.
Name it desktop. Then you're bouncing to desktop.
Yeah.
Trick?
Maybe.
Lauren and I have the same. Lauren and I got the same result on our the organizational quiz we took, which we talked about in the last episode. And it's we like to have all of our items displayed because we don't want to forget where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true.
You don't like the minute categories of organization. Gosh,
we like big, broad categories.
I have a folder that's just music, and it's everything that I bounce my desktop. I just put in the music folder. That's it.
I have a stems folder and I have a random music folder. That's what mine is.
What category were you of organization?
I was the one that wants nothing to be seen and everything to be thrown away, but it doesn't need to be micro-organized.
Okay, I was going to say, your folder that you just described sounded like that because you didn't want to see it, but you didn't organize it in detail inside.
Okay, I know all these pictures are, every picture on my desktop, which is not that many, is in this folder. All the videos that are on my desktop are going to be in this folder. Like, I don't need to go through them. I just watch TV.
Do you know what 90% of my folders are?
You get it.
They're folders of pictures of people for photo gifts.
Pictures of
literally, like, I have a whole album called pictures for my father-in-law because he made, like, a Father's Day gift. And then I have, like, an album for my mom, an album for my dad. Like, I just
do. You have a folder for folders of photo gifts? Because you should do that and then put all of them in there.
No, because that's too hidden to me.
Oh.
I like to see the different categories out on display.
Absolutely not.
I don't want one folder. I want a bunch of folders.
Yeah.
I need a bunch of baskets.
We should mention that we're talking about in the last episode, when right before this, we talked about the spring cleaning, like categories of our lives episode. We talked about organizational styles.
Yes.
It's life changing. Oh, you said it was from the last one?
Well, I said, I briefly mentioned it.
It's in the last one.
It's in the last episode.
If
you want to know a little more into depth.
What we're talking about. Mine is I'm the only one in here that cares about minute.
So wait, are you
putting
everything out? Such a trick because you're the one in the recording projects that's so messy and I'm so like precise.
You like your stuff hidden away?
Or do you like it now?
Visual, but in small,
micro-categories.
Yeah, micro-categories.
Okay.
And then Lisa is away in micro-categories.
Interesting.
Out in macro and I'm in macro. I get it.
I just need all the baskets. That's what I realized.
Yeah.
I love hooks. Oh, I love it. Hooks and baskets. That's all I need.
Yes.
I'm sick.
No,
it.
Same.
Shove it. If I can't see.
Anyway. Yeah, see, that ain't.
Like, throw it in the bag.
Throw it in the bag. Oh.
Okay. I have a catch-all.
Let's move on to
yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. I just want them to be organized within it.
No.
I want dividers in it.
That's why it's a catch-all.
So yeah. I'm a catch.
She's like red hats, blue hats.
No, you guys are catch-all. I'm catch-all and divide it. Mm. And Amy's catch-all in your closet.
Yeah. Yes. Honestly, it's probably better to divide it because I have a hard time finding sometimes, but
yeah,
I'm a catch-all with device.
I have a random giant drawer of like things I may need at some point.
That's how
that's like my nightstand is like.
Okay. All of my cords and technology is in one drawer in my dresser.
Hey, that to me, that's a great things. Category.
And
I love it.
It's not micro-organized in any way.
It's just technology. Yeah.
Yes.
Growing up, we had a junk drawer, and I swore to myself as a child, I said, I will never ever have a junk drawer, and I don't have a junk drawer.
Oh, wow.
We have a junk drawer.
It stressed me out. I'm like, you can't just have a place for junk. You have to have a place where something goes.
We love a junk drawer.
No, you have to figure out what your junk is and then just make a place for that. Like, if it's all technology.
Guys, you need a junk drawer if you have a husband who thinks you need to keep every manual from every appliance you've ever bought.
You need a manual drawer.
Yes, that's called a manual drawer.
Why do we need all these manuals? We're never going to look at them.
You can't Google it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, let's throw it away and I'll Google it.
Person who says keep the manual.
You need to put them in a box in your garage. That's what
I'm like. I will Google it.
Okay. Anyway, let's move on. I feel like the organization talk is pretty rousing.
It is.
It's
fun. My dream of life is a house with a trillion and a half closets. That's my dream of living.
See, I don't want that because I'm like, then I'm just going to buy all this stuff. I need to be a minimalist.
I hate it when people do exposed.
Shelving?
I love it. It makes me feel so uncomfortable.
That's like my dream.
That's my dream.
You bought fluff for that. Okay, put it away. We don't need it.
It's not fluff. It's beauty.
Okay. Move on.
It draws the eye.
Sister spotlight. Let's move on. A different sister gets the spotlight on her each week.
We should do an episode on organizational styles next. We could talk for you.
We could do that. Tell us if you guys think that's boring or great. I think it's great.
We
can
go through how we organize our stuff. That would be fun.
I would love to talk about that. Okay. Sister Spotlight, we have Get Real Christina, Sappy or Sassy Thoughts with Kath, Lisa's Current Crisis, Lisa's Corner, Amy's Current Crisis, and Lauren's Day. The sister this week is... It's Lauren's Take.
This is a show where Catherine asks Lauren your questions from our Patreon, and she gives her take.
All right. This first question comes from Lee, but also me, because I want to know, too. What are your summer plans?
Ooh, I love it.
I love hearing about people's summer plans.
Do people really plan for summer?
Yes. I have April. A lot of plans, actually.
I can't wait because
I'm trying to have a fun summer instead of just sitting in my house all day, which I do every summer. And I'm like, oh, I never get a tan because I don't leave my house. Okay, so I have a couple concerts I'm going to, which I'm excited about, and see Big Time Rush. I think I'm going to see Five Seconds of Summer. I'm going to go to the lake. I'm trying to go at least once a month, okay? Every summer I go like literally once the whole summer. So I'm like, let's shoot for once a month. That'll be fun.
Yeah, because you feel like you've really been there.
I have a lot of plans, but main ones is, and I'm planning a lake/beach trip with my girls.
I love it.
That'll be so fun. Yeah. I want to do a girls trip. Okay. What is a song? This is from Nimsha. What is a song that tends to make you happy?
That's actually a good question.
Tends to make me happy. I have a playlist that's like positive attitude. That I put on the whole playlist, and then it puts me in a positive attitude.
Is there any particular song that you think of? Or
The first thing I'm thinking of is song Just Like Fire by Just Pink. I
love Pink.
No one can be just like me anyway.
Did you see she has her concert documentary on Amazon? I really want to watch it.
I should watch it. I loved her show.
You saw her live. So.
But yeah, it just has like a lot of positive songs on it. But that's the only one I can think of right now.
Okay, this is from Vivian. Love your name, by the way.
I know what it is. It's Victory by Sound Remedy. It's like kind of EDM song.
I remember that.
The little voice used to listen to.
That song always makes me happy.
I never heard.
I love that one. You'll know it, Christina. You'll know it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Vivian. I love your name. What do you admire most about your parents?
What? That's so funny.
It's really putting me on the spot here.
Yeah.
What do I admire most? I think probably the tenacity that they both have.
They have the audacity.
Like the perseverance and like the grit that they both had to like raise 100 children. Mm. And, like, just keep moving forward. Mm. I think I would say that. Like, you know, they didn't just throw in the towel. They always, like, keep going, keep trying in hard times.
That's a good point.
Okay, Megan says, what is your favorite snack to make whenever you're hungry right before bed?
I don't really get hungry right before bed. I was probably already eating. But I would say some form of cheese.
And
crackers.
What?
Cheese and crackers.
Oh, my gosh. You are your father's daughter.
Yes.
Our daddy used to always do that.
I have his snack genes.
Wait, what kind of cheese and what kind of crackers do you like?
It's like cheese and
brie
crackers.
Cheese with like a water Or cheddar cheese and pretzels. That's a good one. Add some salami in the mix. Charcuterie board type of cheese and cracker vibes. And adding hot honey onto it.
Hot honey is so good. I like spicy stuff now.
I don't know what happened.
Oh my god.
Maybe it was
Ariel. She put me on a sriracha.
I still have to actually try sriracha. I've never fully
tried it in ramen.
Mm. Okay, I gotta try it.
All right, this is last one. This is from multiple people, so I'll just say Nicole, Lee, other people. They want to know, how was Coachella?
Talk of the town.
It was good. It was more fun at night than it was in the daytime when we were just sitting in the hot heat.
Yeah, what do you do in the day? We just sat and chilled. Okay.
But it was good once it like cooled down and we were actually like watching people perform. Because we didn't even watch anyone until like 4 p.m. Mm. So it was fun. I'm not really a festival girly. It's a bit much for my soul. So we only went for one day, which was nice. I could not have gone for a whole weekend, but it was fun. Like, I would do it again, but in a while.
I don't think I would survive because of the dust.
I think you would. It wasn't that dusty, though. Everyone's like, you'll die of dust.
I wasn't dying of dust. I was like, how's the dust? When Lauren was there.
I'm just so allergic.
Which maybe it was another day. It was more windy or something. I don't know. But this day, it was pretty good.
It's good.
Okay. It sounds like it would be fun.
All right. If you want to be a part of Lauren's take and submit the questions, you got to be a patron. You want to join below in the link in our description. Patreon.com/Simrelly. That's where you go. Yeah, you know, it's a long day.
You get
and
it.
If you want to get all our full episodes, you got to be a patron. So we got every full episode is there. Join and you can watch all the past ones. Well, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Simrelly podcast. Follow Simrelly on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Simrelly on Facebook and Instagram.